This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To celebrate or not to celebrate, that is the question. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig.
Hell yeah.
With you. An Elite Eight appearance for the Houston Cougars. If they just make it to the Elite Eight, to celebrate or not to celebrate, that is the question.
I don't think so. Different standard with these guys now, right?
What about a Final Four?
I think you're good. Because anything, you know, you that's... The ultimate dream when you start is to make the Final Four. They hang banners for a Final Four, which is very unusual at first blush.
Yeah, you cut down the nets for making Final Four.
You cut down the nets for Final Four. So that one, it would be hard to say, boy, what a letdown this season was, you know.
But they got to make the Final Four.
Got to make the Final Four.
That's the celebration.
Do you agree?
Yes, I do. I think you got to at least make the Final Four. And quite frankly, I think they could be very well at the point where with this core of players where – they don't cut down the nets at the end, they could look at it as a disappointment.
Yes.
I don't know how they'll do it. I'm sure they won't like look back in disgust, but I could easily see that. Mm-hmm. So Final Four for the Cougs is the celebration. Houston Astros, they begin tomorrow. Three-ish. We're going to be downtown at Tom's Watch Bar. Lopez is going to be drunk by 11.
Sure, why not?
The Houston Astros making it to the ALCS. To celebrate... or not to celebrate, that is the question.
Say we might have different opinions on
They've
this.
Been to everyone since 2017.
Yeah, we might have different opinions on this. I actually would celebrate because I've just got, you know, you shouldn't just base everything on feelings, you know. Las Vegas was built on feelings, you know. I got a feeling it's going to hit. No, that's why we're building big hotels, because people have feelings and make dumb bets. But I have just this pit in my stomach, this feeling that the Astros are going to take a step back.
How big of a step back?
Not the ALCS.
But you're not talking like not winning the
No, they'll win.
The AL West,
they'll
right?
win 88 games or something, 86 games, you know. But I think they're going to take a step back. I think the odds are just against them. A lot of things have gone well for them, you know, just year after year after year. And that stuff tends to catch up, man.
Your favorite tradition in sports? The Silver Boot, the series between the Astros and the Rangers. Mm-hmm. Rangers won the World Series. Whoever wins the most games in the regular season gets the Silver Boot. Given the fact that the Rangers won the World Series last year, to celebrate or not to celebrate if the Astros win the Silver Boot this year?
I won't even notice. I won't even know. That's the most contrived thing in the history of this.
You don't think it picks up a little bit? And I look, I don't think any Astros fan has lost sleep over the Rangers winning the World Series. I think we all know that was kind of fluky, lightning in a bottle, and no one really cared, no matter how much there's like an attempt to make it something. And I thought it would be more than it was, quite frankly, when it happened.
Yeah,
I thought there would be more emotion. But I do kind of think that maybe the Silver Boot does get a little bit more fun. It's a season-long thing.
Who cares?
It gives you something to look to in baseball, like with this regular season where it's always too early and all that. You don't You don't look at the silver boot.
Well, here's how you judge those trophies, you know, whether it's whatever, college football, you know, old oaken bucket or something, you know, all those contrived things. If it really does matter to fans, like those college things really do matter to fans. They want to win that rivalry trophy. Nobody gives a bleep if the Astros win the silver boot.
Well, they might now.
No.
Who won it last year?
I have no idea. I think the Astros won a little bit more. The Astros beat them in the regular season?
I have no idea.
There you go.
But I kind of want to get in on the silver boot.
You're going to be all about the silver boot.
I'm intrigued.
Figgy, you in on the silver boot?
Nah, I'm not.
Hell no.
Oh, cool baseball guys in the building.
Yeah.
Landry Locker in the It's Too Early baseball guys here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610.
It's not It's Too Early. It's meaningless.
It's about what matters at the end.
Exactly.
AFC championship appearance for the Houston Texans. It would be the first one in franchise history. To put it in perspective, though, every team in the division since 2017 has been in the AFC championship game, if I'm not mistaken. I know that going back to Andrew Luck, every team in the AFC South has been. We see teams go often. If the Texans make the AFC championship game, to celebrate or not to celebrate?
I think I'm in the minority here too. I want more than that.
Oh, so it's Super Bowl or bust for you now?
No, I don't even know if they're, I mean, I'm not going to like say Super Bowl or bust, or it won't be a disappointment if they make the AFC. It'll be quite the accomplishment. But the old, I'm old enough, you know, I'm old enough to remember the heartbreak of getting there and not getting over the top. And if you get there again, I'm going to be happy. Hey, man, we're going to be having a hell of a week. We'll have a great week of radio if they make the AFC championship game. I just want more for the city. I just want, you know, get over the hump, you know?
Okay.
I get that I'm in the minority. I said that up front. I think most people would be doing backflips. And if they lose the AFC championship game, it'll be a lot of, man, what a season. This is unbelievable. Super Bowl next year. Well, we've done that. We've done that a lot in this city. Well, twice in this city. So I kind of personally just want to get over the hump.
But right? Ain't that getting over the hump?
It's getting over one hump for the organization, absolutely. And that's why I said we would have a great week. Everybody, this whole city would have a great week. But I'm talking about, like,
man,
for the city, there's been like, okay.
How did they lose?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, I think it would matter how they lose.
Yeah,
in the year-to-year league, man, like, it happens off. Like, the Jets went twice, bro.
Yeah, that's probably true.
The Jets went twice.
Mm-hmm. How would you feel? Because I get it, Figgy. Like,
man, you believe? I mean, it would be sick.
We'd be giddy.
It'd be sick.
We'd be giddy. But
I think you definitely should celebrate. But that don't means that's the end goal.
I'll put it this way: I would more celebrate. Like, if you told me that, like, the Academy scale that I always talk about, mm-hmm. the Academy Sports and Outdoor scale. I would be more likely to buy a division title hat, which I have,
mm-hmm.
than a AFC championship hat. I don't think it's that much of an accomplishment. I think winning mm-hmm. the division is more of something that you look back on and celebrate than, hey, we made it to the AFC championship game. That might seem weird.
Yeah.
But celebrating just getting there.
I think the first one is hat worthy.
No.
You don't think so?
No. AFC championship game?
Yeah, I think
just getting there?
Hell no.
I would say no.
I'd rather have the division title. Like, the division title last year, I sold myself on it because it's like, okay, this could be the start. Like, this could be the first piece mm-hmm. of the best run in franchise history. So I felt like that kind of propelled it. But getting to an AFC championship game, nah. What'd that do for the Jags?
Nothing, but it's the first ever for the organization. So I'm kind of contradicting myself. I would be very happy.
So are we going to go first evers?
Giddy. I would be very much, you know, celebrating the accomplishment. But in terms of, like, fulfillment, get over that hump. You can lose the Super Bowl, man. That's fine. It happens. But get over that hump.
All right, Texans. April 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
New uniforms. To celebrate or not to celebrate, that is the question.
Biggie?
Let's go.
That was enthusiastic.
Let's go.
Yeah. I got to see him. I got to see how the public reacts, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got to see him. And mm-hmm. So you're telling me if they have really good uniforms, you're going to celebrate?
Well, I'll be happy. I'll be, you know.
What are you going to do? Buy you a customized?
I'm not a jersey guy. I might get a shirt. Like I'm a big like long sleeve t-shirt, you know, dry fit kind of stuff.
Get you a polo, man.
Maybe a polo. I don't mind polos. Yeah.
These long sleeve t-shirts, dude, they're not doing it for you, man. Your fishing shirt or polo? Come on.
Yeah.
Got to get you there.
Yeah. I look good in a dry fit.
Dog's birthday, to celebrate or not to celebrate? That's the question.
100%. We made a big deal about dog birthdays in our house. Gibson, man, he had some good birthdays. He had some great birthdays.
You know what? I got to confess something. Actually, I'll confess it when confessions come up.
Mm-hmm.
You
have to celebrate a dog's birthday. They know. They know it's special. I don't know if they know exactly what it is, but they know it's special, and it's about them.
Figgy, you celebrate dog's birthday?
Not really. I'm down for it, but my wife think it's weird, so I don't really do it. I might buy them like a little treat or something like that, but not like a full-blown party.
Oh, we did cake and everything.
Okay.
And
see, I want to do something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Gibson, because they get all excited. They see the candle and you're singing. They know something special's happening, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. Celebrate the dog's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What about you?
I'm not opposed. I mean, I'm not going to invite people over for it.
No,
it's a hokey family. We didn't do that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be weird like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little crazy. Rockets getting in the NBA play-in tournament. They got to get to 10th. To celebrate or not to celebrate?
I think celebrate's a little strong.
I think that's an accomplishment, man. I don't like this 10 thing, though. I still think it should be 8. I don't like this.
Yeah. I think celebrate's a little strong. I wouldn't celebrate. But I would feel very much
I feel like they've had a successful season, whether they get in or not.
I'd feel encouraged. I wouldn't be like, hey, they made, you know what I mean? But I'd feel encouraged about where they're going. Let me ask you a Rockets question real quick. Can Şengün and Jalen Green coexist?
I mean, I don't know. He's playing. I know that he had a couple of good games with Şengün before this happened, but he's taken his game to a different level without him.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
You know what's crazy, too? Landale's playing good.
Mm-hmm.
People wanted him out of town.
Yeah.
And they wanted to ship his ass out.
Yep.
So, Şengün was the problem then, huh?
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't think he was the problem.
I'm wondering if they can coexist.
Sometimes it's just not a mix, man.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Landale, man.
Mm-hmm.
17, 6, 17, 12. Doing his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe they can. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
To celebrate or not to celebrate, that's the question. During the commercial break, we
got a new, what is that back there?
This thing here, let me get it for
YouTube. Let me see that real quick. We got a little gift.
Hey, don't drop it, man.
Don't drop it. It's a.
Oh, wow.
Hey, man.
Oh. All right, see read that. Read that for the people.
See that that's on YouTube.
Look like you're struggling trying to hold that up, man.
Can you read that?
It's a guitar.
Okay.
It's an acrylic guitar, and it says Odyssey Rockstar, which happens every quarter.
Yeah, they give awards.
Show it to the camera.
They give a Rockstar award every quarter. Usually it's to an individual, right?
Yeah, I think Figgy got one last year.
Or a couple of people.
I think it was a different award. I didn't get an award like that.
Oh, you didn't get the Rockstar?
Yeah. Nah.
This is like a plaque.
Yeah.
And it says quarter one, 2024. That's this quarter.
Okay. Who won? You won? Yeah, congrats,
John. No, I didn't. Well, I kind of.
You did some good work.
Maybe, kind of.
No, you did good work.
It says Rockstar.
Okay.
Sports Radio 610.
Okay. Sean Pendergast.
On air team.
The what?
Everybody got it.
Oh, so, okay.
It was a team effort. It was a group of everybody at Sports Radio 610 is going to share this award.
Okay.
Yeah.
Celebrate or not to celebrate? That's the question.
Oh, I'm celebrating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
man. That's quite the accomplishment.
Congratulations.
There. Yeah. Are you going to celebrate?
You got a little bottle, a little something, too.
I gave up my liquor. I got a little bottle of liquor. Yeah. I got a $50 gift card. Yeah.
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 $50 gift card.
There you go.
Look at that.
Biggie, you should take that shot, dude.
Yeah.
So celebrate or not to celebrate?
Hell yeah. Let's go.
All right.
You?
There you go. I want you to pick someone.
you're going to put like an individual.
Yeah.
Did this before, though. They did it with the engineering team.
Yeah.
But it was just two guys.
That's the engineering team.
That was just two guys.
Yeah. I kind of feel like you look at the year, and I feel like you should pick someone.
Mm-hmm.
If it's Lopez, okay. If it's someone else, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we should have picked someone.
Name names.
Yeah, pick someone.
What about just picking the show?
Well, you know, I don't know.
Figgy set that up great.
I don't know, man.
Figgy. What show they should have picked?
I just feel like you pick someone,
mm-hmm.
right?
I could see that. I think that's probably fair.
Who takes it home? Who takes home the trophy?
Nobody. It stays right here in studio.
Oh, we just leave it here.
Yeah, just leave it here. We take the gift cards home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
You're a rock star.
Congrats to the Sports Radio 610 On Air team.
Hey now.
You're baby.
You're a rock star.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Nickelback.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Nickelback.
I Want to Be a Rock Star?
No, Hey Now, You're a Rock Star?
Oh, that's Smash
that's
Mouth.
A different song.
Yeah.
But I Want to Be a Rock Star is Nickelback.
Yeah. I Want to Be a Rock Star is Nickelback. I heard it the other day.
Steve from Smash Mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. Sports Radio 610, rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate.
Congratulations all.
Congratulations all.
Who accepted the award on our behalf?
Oh, it should have been. If it's going to everybody, it's our program director, Parker.
Yeah, Parker. Mm-hmm. Now, I would have just given it to him.
Yeah.
I'd have been fine with that. Hey, Parker, you're a rock star.
Yeah.
You oversee this thing. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Give him everyone's $50 gift card.
Yeah, he could get wasted.
What do you think his drink of choice is, Parker's?
Parker? He looks like a beer guy.
What does that mean?
It's like a beer guy. Just one of the fellas. Just have a beer, man.
The hell's that mean? What's a beer guy look like?
I just told you. He looks like a beer guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does Figgy look like?
Figgy looks like he would have... Now, I know you're trying to set me up, but I'm not going to say it.
No, I'm just saying. Like, what is he, a Hennessy guy?
You see, I knew you were going to say that.
What is he?
I bet you Figgy...
You know, I bet he likes some malt liquor. I'm just saying, what does a beer guy look like?
He just looks like a regular fella, like one of the guys.
Okay.
He's a beer guy.
Okay.
Nothing fancy.
What do I look like?
Drink. You look like a hardcore whiskey.
Landry looked like a beer guy to me.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Landry hits that.
Like, give me the strongest.
I don't drink liquor.
You give me the strongest drink beer. Liquor.
When's the last time I drank liquor?
I don't know.
National championship. I drank some espresso martinis.
Yeah.
I drink tequila.
That's a liquor.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
Why does it not count?
Whiskey counts. Vodka counts. I only drink tequila.
Tequila doesn't count?
Doesn't count.
Tell that to everybody who's face down on the pavement.
That doesn't count.
I don't drink liquor. I just add tequila.
That's right.
Yeah, that's it. That doesn't count.
Figgy looks like...
Okay, he's going to say the complete opposite now.
No.
Figgy's just, you know, I would say, you know, craft...
No. I think he's like a vodka guy.
I am a vodka guy.
See you there?
Okay.
See you there?
There you go.
What do I look like, Mr. Race Car?
You?
Yeah.
You look tequila. Like that. Race Car! Fancy-ass wine.
Margaritas.
Fancy-ass wine.
I'm not a margarita. I'll drink one, but they get too sweet after a while, after one.
You look like a flask guy.
No. Well, I've done my time with a flask, that's for sure. But no, I'm a vodka guy, too. Or gin.
Lunchtime confessions coming up. The NFL could be making a really big decision involving one of the biggest weekly events that you watch. Confess next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, this might get interested to see what Lopez's reaction is going to be here. Lunchtime confessions. We confess our sins to you, the loophole. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports, but we're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions. It is time to confess.
I would like to start with a sports-related confession, but I'm not today because this one really opened my eyes.
Okay.
All right. So we were talking about elevator etiquette and such yesterday. You were talking about, you know, the ride you had and how the guy had two mistakes.
You're allowed one elevator penalty per ride. You can't have two.
Yes. So I get on the elevator. Like, it was almost... profound, like literally the morning after we were talking about elevator penalties and etiquette and all that stuff. I think I found the worst person to get on an elevator with this morning. Let me just set the scene for you guys. So just two people getting on the elevator. A woman gets on the elevator in front of me, and then me.
Yeah.
She's on floor 18. Mm-hmm. I'm on floor 19.
Yeah.
So it's a very quick ride.
Yeah.
Piece of cake. You like those elevator rides, right?
I would rather them be on 20, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 20 would be better, but still, you like those elevator rides. So in the course of about a minute and a half, this is the conversation that happened in the elevator with me. First of all, most people don't even talk. It's just two people. But she gets
really?
On the... I mean, not... Yeah, probably not. Yeah,
you just kind of... was right.
You might say, hey, good morning or something, but
damn,
whatever.
Damn, Lopez.
No, I'm not wrong. As we get on the elevator, she turns to me and says, well, I guess the elevator light doesn't work because it just opened.
Yeah.
Which happens sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes it just does it on its own.
Nothing wrong with that.
And I go, okay, yeah, mm-hmm, sure, I guess not.
Oh, wow.
Then.
Rude, man.
Well, she had this surly kind of tone. Less than 5 seconds later.
She worked on 18?
Yeah.
You ever seen that 17 snack situation?
Mm-mm.
I think it's 17 or 16. They have a snack situation where right when you get off the elevator, there's like a bunch of snacks. It says, make your workday better.
Really?
I kind of want to go there and grab snacks and see if they notice.
They want you to take them.
No, it doesn't look like it. Like there might be like a scan or something, but it opens. They got a nice little, they're working with some stuff there.
Dang, I got to look at that. All right, so that happens right out of the chute as we're getting on the elevator. We just hit the buttons and we're going up. She turns to me again, kind of snarls. There isn't a week by. I wrote it down. Because I was like, this is incredible. She goes, there isn't a week that goes by that they're not working on one of these damn elevators. And I'm like, yeah.
I've never noticed.
They, you know how they
have
the cone.
There's four, bro.
Thank you. Then she goes, they should just keep an office here. And I said, yeah, I guess. Kind of half laughed or whatever. We're still riding. And I'm not saying anything except like, uh-huh, you know. We're halfway up. This is all in about a minute.
Man, this is a lot of time.
Minute and a half.
What is she spitting like?
Then she looks at me Twista? Again. Then she looks at me again. She goes, I don't know what brand elevator this is, but it's sure not an old-fashioned American Otis elevator. I was like, yeah, I don't think it's Otis. I mean, I was just like trying to
How old was this lady?
About mid-50s.
Okay.
And I'm like, what's going on here?
Do you know any elevator brands?
Otis is the only one I know.
Okay, I don't even
know. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, Otis is the only one I know. So finally, we get to her floor because it's so fast, and she turns to me again, and she says, well, here goes another long day. I was like, this woman is angry. Like, she fell out of bed just angry, and I'm a complete stranger. And I'm like she goes the whole, in so much, like, just complaining and complaining.
Man.
Well, here goes another long day.
You know what Landry would have said if he was in the elevator? What's that? Well, ma'am, you could take the stairs.
Guess the elevator light doesn't work. They're always working on these dang elevators. There's no week. They should just get an office here.
I got in the elevator the other day. Some girl, she probably like just got out of college or something like that. Mm-hmm. I was parking downstairs. All of a sudden, I hear a skirt. Look, she's just going like a normal speed. Sometimes,
tires.
Sometimes those tires squeak down there.
Even if you're going 10 miles an hour.
Yeah, so I kind of jumped and I was like, damn. Yeah, but she was just going normal speed. It wasn't anything big.
Yeah.
So she parks and then we get in the elevator and she's like, hey, was I driving fast? And I was like, no, I don't think so. I was like, my tires kind of squeak.
Mine do all the time.
Yada, yada, yada. And then she's like, yeah, you know, I just, I saw you kind of jump and I thought you were, I was like, no, I wasn't mad.
Well, that's a reaction.
I thought you were.
Yeah, that's a reaction.
I thought you were coming through.
Man, but this.
She wouldn't complain about the elevator though.
This poor woman is just an angry person.
Yeah, it happens.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So, Monday Night Football, Monday Night Countdown, according to The Athletic, they could be replacing RG3 with Jason Kelce. Apparently, Jason Kelce is in negotiations with perhaps NBC, CBS, and Amazon, or could be on Monday Night Countdown instead of RG3. Here's my confession.
Mm-hmm.
I think this would be great. And quite frankly, I think you could just remove RG3, and I think it would be great as well.
I wouldn't miss him.
I grew up admiring RG3 when he was in high school. He went to Coppers Cove High School, which is where my mom went to high school, where a lot of my cousins went to high school because it's an army brat kind of area.
Yeah.
And I admired the guy. I thought he was actually going to be really good at broadcasting. I still think him and Mark Jones are entertaining when they call games. But I don't say this about Skip Bayless. I don't say this about any of the hot take guys, really. He is the one guy that I feel comfortable in saying says stuff that he does not believe. He also, I think, when he is on Monday Night Countdown, his goal is to have one viral moment, one viral clip to where the aggregators, who I also think he's in bed with, if you look at JP Football, Dove Kleeman, all those guys, they will tweet out RG3 stuff that is so pointless. RG3 says that Mike Shanahan used to do this, or it's like no one cared. Like you have to be working with these aggregators. So my confession is, I want RG3 off of the Monday Night Football set. That's my confession. Bring back Steve Young if you have to. Get him off the set. He can still call games. He can still do his little viral thing. But that it's getting kind of old with RG3.
I'm with you. The litmus test is, will you miss him? I won't miss a dang thing. Like even Skip. Even Skip, you'd kind of like, you know, I kind of miss old Skip just going off on stuff, kind of stuff. Watch this. These are my confessions. So, is the turkey leg hut going to go under?
I don't know. There's a lot of weird drama.
Did you
there.
See this figure?
I've kind of stayed away from that because it seems kind of weird.
It's a lot of drama, man.
There, I saw it yesterday.
This could be a documentary, man.
Yeah. I saw it yesterday, and I thought, okay, this is just a personal Chapter 11 that they're filing. But no, according to court records, KHOU just tweeted this, yesterday evening.
Chapter 11.
According to court records, it's the restaurant that owes nearly $5 million in debt to 19 creditors. Dude, it's packed.
Yeah.
Like, it's packed all the time. What is going on at the Turkey Leg Hut?
I don't understand how Turkey Leg Hut could go bankrupt.
That's what I'm saying. It's packed.
Like, given what the facility is and given how much y'all are charging.
And what the
people. What are y'all doing?
And then there's only one.
Yeah, what are y'all doing?
$5 million
It's not like a big franchise.
Brother, it's not like turkey leg. Like, turkey legs are that expensive to withstand. You're just stuffing crap in them.
They should be printing money.
Yeah, there's something weird going on there.
There's something definitely weird.
I think. I don't know.
No, that was my confession.
And then there's a random fire at their office.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's my confession was going to be there's a lot more going on here that I think we're going to find out.
Yeah, and it's not like the building is like, oh, well, they really got to keep this up.
If you asked me a year ago, what restaurant would you want to take over? It might be the Turkey Leg Hut. Or the Breakfast Club.
They were charging for reservations.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
And they're $5 million in debt filing bankruptcy?
Yeah, that seems wild to me.
Dang.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I think your family should get you a dog for your birthday.
Nope.
That is my confession. Rest in peace to Gibson. Pour one out for Gibson. I think it is time for John Lopez to get a puppy for his birthday. That is my confession.
Nope. Gibson was my dog.
Yeah, well.
If y'all listening, just get it to him.
Just get him a lab.
Nope.
Just bring it to the house.
Get him a lab.
Drop
it
off.
Get him a Frenchie.
Get him a Frenchie.
John Lopez needs a dog. That is my confession. I feel it is time.
Absolutely not. I've told the kids this. I will be the best, happiest dog sitter, dog watcher, play with your dog. I might even foster dogs here, at some point. But Gibson was my dog. He was one of a kind. Nope.
He can still be your dog. But that's why I recommended to you when Gibson was old, I said, you need to get a puppy so that he can learn from Gibson, and then he's connected to Gibson. I think anytime you have an old dog, you get a puppy, and sometimes the puppy actually revives the old dog, and then the old dog is connected to him, so you have, like, that memory.
No, I get that. But it was kind of hard because he was already kind of hurting, hobbling around.
Plus, he was pretty, he could be pretty grouchy if the wrong thing came through.
He was, you had to get in his circle.
No, it took a while.
It didn't take too long.
But.
Yeah, it takes 2 minutes. It used to take 2 minutes. Like at first, when anybody would come around me, he'd be like, "Rrr." And then once I kind of made it clear that they're okay, he'd start licking your face off. But he was very protective.
Did he used to actually bite people?
Nah. He would go, come on.
Some dogs do, man.
Yeah, some dogs do.
Yeah.
It ain't biting. Come on.
Okay.
He would do the, like, you ever seen the dogs do the fake bite? Like, the succession, he'd go, like, but they would never actually
bite.
No. But like a minute later, he's like, I love you.
Nah, my dog be fronting all the time. He be growling and stuff. He ain't going to bust a grape in the fruit fight.
He's not going to what?
Bust a grape in a fruit fight.
Bust a grape in a
fruit
fight.
I like that.
Okay.
Y'all never heard that?
I like that. It's been a while. It's been a while.
I have never heard that.
But I do like that.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Watch this.
I think Malik Nabers just might go ahead of Marvin Harrison Jr.
It's starting to feel that way.
It's starting to feel that way. See what he did today?
Yeah, he put on a show at LSU Pro Day, and Marvin Harrison didn't work out. Now, maybe the Cardinals have a deal with it, with Marvin Harrison.
Maybe.
And they're saying, we're taking you no matter what.
But maybe they rethink it.
But I think that Jeremiah's kind of leaning towards Nabers.
No, he said
over Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, Malik Nabers today, if you haven't seen, the wide receiver out of LSU, 4.3540, 42-inch vertical. And if you look at the season he had next to Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, he was a good player.
He was as good, if not better.
Had a little bit better of a quarterback.
Yeah, a little bit.
Ohio State's quarterback was garbage.
But I think he might go. I think he might go ahead of Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting situation. Mm-hmm. I saw a mock draft, and you take these with a grain of salt. I saw a mock draft that had the Bears getting him at 9. Harrison.
He ain't getting the 9. Somebody's going to trade up or something, or he'll go at 4.
But a lot of these teams need O-line.
Come on, man.
I'm just telling you, a lot of these teams need O-line in there. They're talking O-line a lot.
That wouldn't shock me, though, man.
I mean, dude, he didn't work out. He didn't interview.
And look at what Malik Nabers did.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe he could fall.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin Harrison.
Yeah.
That'd be wild.
It wouldn't shock me.
It wouldn't shock me. I'm starting to feel that way.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild draft. I can't wait for it. Speaking of which, what is the role of D'Amico Ryans in this whole thing? We'll talk about that. We'll also hear from Hannah McNair and Cal McNair. In the Loop continues next.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
One of Cal McNair's favorite players. How do you celebrate becoming the minority owner of the Houston Texans, or minority principal owner of the Houston Texans? you sign one of your favorite players. Neville Hewitt, who led the league in special teams tackles last year, once referred to by Cal McNair as a tackling machine, he's reached an agreement on a one-year deal to return to the Houston Texans. So Cal McNair.
Special teams guy.
Special teams guy. Yep. Good guy. I mean, led the NFL in special teams tackles last year.
Yeah.
He was nasty.
Yeah.
He's here.
A linebacker from the Jets who's a tackling machine.
There you go. That's how we celebrate, Cal.
Cal's already putting his stamp on things. Listen here, Nikki. We're signing Neville Hewitt.
I don't know if you had to convince him. That seems like kind of a Cal type of or a Nick Caserio type of guy.
He is very smart.
Yes,
yeah.
He is.
Yeah, he is.
And we'll see what happens with Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryan's NFL draft. I would say it's a month and a day away, but if stuff holds up for the Texans, it's going to be a month and 2 days away.
Yeah.
So we may not see the Texans drafting until that Friday, which I'm good with it. I just want to relax, low key, chill, watch the draft, take it in, localize it, see what the Titans are going to do, see what the Jags are going to do, see what the Colts are going to do, see what the rest of the league is going to do,
mm-hmm.
and just chill. Wait till day two. And I think Nick and D'Amico are there.
They're telling us.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Nick tried to say if we trade back in. I don't.
Well, he was covering himself.
I think he's just covering all bases.
D'Amico flat out said we got a group of players. Didn't he say literally? I think he said there's a group of players that we feel, you know, whatever. However he put it, I'm paraphrasing. But no, I think they're flat out good with it, and I'm good with it. Like I don't see how you couldn't be.
No, I'm good with it in this situation because the reason that they're not drafting is because they decided to not. But, that's what it is. On the text line, the 832 says that was for Cashman. Yeah, you're incorrect, buddy. We live this, sir. It was about Neville Hewitt.
Yeah.
But good try. Mm-hmm. And let's be honest, Cashman wasn't quite a tackling machine when he came from the
Jets. No, he wasn't. Yeah. Ultimately, he was.
It was about Neville Hewitt. We remember for a fact. He was up the at over 100 tackles. Because
they signed him.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago. Yeah. But thanks, Will, actually. Guy. Not true.
Yeah.
That was about Neville Hewitt. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. What do you think the role is of Cal and Hannah at this point? We've come from sell the team, Tommy Boy era Cal, to trusting in Nick Caserio. Nick Caserio warranting trust at a high level. D'Amico Ryan's coming in. What do Cal and Hannah do? Is it just whatever y'all want to do? Figure it out? Do you even have to run it by them anymore?
No.
Tell me who you're drafting.
I think they're a little. They're not like overactive in decision making, but I think they want to know everything going on. I you know, a lot of times owners will say, we'll sit down once a week. You tell me what's going on. I mean, general managers and owners, coaches and owners meet regularly. Sometimes it's daily. Sometimes it's weekly. Whatever. But a lot of times the owners are just want to know. Okay, what are you doing? I think Cal and Hannah.
I don't think they do anything.
Not overstepping their bounds, but they really want to know the details of what's going on.
I don't think so.
No, I'm not saying they're making their sort of influencing decisions. I'm saying I think they want to be intimately involved in this.
I think the thing that Cal and Hannah can worry about stuff that they should worry about.
And I think the team is impossible to ignore.
I think the coaching search was the last time where they really got involved.
Yeah.
And they kind of maybe nudged Nick in a direction, which maybe he would have arrived to that conclusion regardless. But I think when it comes to the football decisions, he did it probably to a fault with Bill O'Brien, where he gave Bill O'Brien basically enough rope to hang himself.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you have two guys instead of just one king running around being angry and temperamental, I think you can just let them hold down the fort. I don't think that, I think it's basically do and then tell. Now, if they have to spend money or assets, that's another thing. But I think as far as the draft, tell us who you pick, Cole. Tell us who you pick, put us on the phone.
I don't think it's that level. Tell us what you're doing. Tell us who you pick. Cool. But I also don't think it's like, well, I think you should, but I think they want to know the details of everything. Like they were so excited. You mentioned the draft to be in the back of the room watching it all happen. They weren't influencing it, but I think they were like, God, we got it. You know, this is awesome. We got a front row seat. We got to, to see all this minute by minute, intimately involved in the uniform design, intimately involved in the head coaching search. That doesn't mean they're saying, look, my way or the highway. I think they've found a good balance because their personality, especially her, I think Hannah is more like, oh, I want to know everything, you know, that kind of thing. Not like I'm telling you what to do, but I want to know what's going on. I think they're very much involved in like the process in that way. Absolutely. Let's look at their personality.
They're chilling.
There is nothing chill about Hannah McNair.
Draft day, they're chilling.
Tell me anything chill about Hannah McNair.
She's chill sometimes.
She can be chill.
During the draft, they definitely chill.
They're chilling. Yeah, it's relaxed. They don't
but
care.
But they like being like a part of it, involved in terms of like they're there. All the support. Information.
Yeah, they're there for support. They have no opinion.
They like to watch Nick work.
They have no opinion on draft. They have no opinion on free agency.
They're not Jerry Jones. But they're also not the owners that sit at home and, you know, get a call. Hey, by the way, we're drafting so-and-so. They like to see it happen. They like to be a part of it. That's the difference. I think they're absolutely like to be. And look, by the way, I encourage that. I like that. I like that they're involved. Because if anything does happen where you know, there's conflict or disagreement or something weird is happening, I think they've learned their lessons from trusting too much. That's what it comes down to.
Personalities, though, of D'Amico and Nick, it just doesn't seem like that could go bad.
I think what I just said.
And I've been wrong before on this.
No, I think what I just said is what it really comes down to. They've learned their lessons.
Oh, you're biased.
About. No, it's what I'm. For me, it does. About trusting too much. They trusted too much and got smoked.
But it was one guy.
Yeah, it was more than one guy.
No, I'm saying, well, the POS, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. The POS and O'Brien.
Yeah.
Kind of just let them.
And they learned a rough lesson.
Yeah.
So I think now.
Well, I also think the POS kind of was the master at planting it in someone's head that, hey, this guy, hey, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know about Bill. Mm-hmm. Bill is just, you know, I mean, he's been arguing with guys mm-hmm. around and all that. And I've heard him tell this story.
Yeah.
But so I think he was good at like kind of distancing himself at the right time and jumping ship.
It's the old fool.
Much like O'Brien was too. So I honestly think the Easterby O'Brien thing was like, if you don't believe in karma, I think the fact that Jack was kind of the one that was given a little bit of a nudge, even though it was a necessary one, I think mm-hmm. it's like the ultimate karma because I think O'Brien did that a lot too.
Oh, I do.
With Rick and with Gain and all that.
People didn't even like walking by his office.
Yeah.
I heard.
Yeah. A lot of yelling.
I heard. That they didn't even want to go down that hallway if there was another hallway that could go down. I heard.
Just move to the left.
People say. Yeah, they'd go another direction.
You avoid any offices here?
Nah. Do I? Let me think. My first instinct is, yeah, no, I don't. I don't think so. Yeah.
No offices?
Do you?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I only go just one way.
There's only one direction we generally go.
You can go around. I do prefer going through this, like, between the boss lady and Aaron's back. The route.
Yeah.
The back route that way, I don't know about that. I never know what I'm going to see there. Usually empty, but.
Often empty.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do have like a preferred route.
Yeah. You get in a habit.
Yeah. Had a talk with Leroy at the front desk
mm-hmm.
this morning.
I did too.
Yeah. I had to just tell
Sorry, him. Sorry, Figgy, but
oh,
I did.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
look at y'all listening to me.
I had to tell him about. The line jump yesterday, that was kind of unnecessary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was an awkward combo, mm-hmm. but yeah. And I told him Figgy said that he doesn't know what we do.
Mm-hmm.
He laughed.
Yeah. I told him that I hated him.
Because he told you happy birthday?
Because he put out an office email.
See, I got to confess.
I said, I hate you, Leroy.
I think you actually like your birthday more than you say.
Nah, I
truly
don't
like it.
I really don't.
I truly don't like it.
I really don't.
I truly don't.
I literally told Leroy, really I hate don't. You, Leroy.
Figgy's a birthday week guy though, right?
No, that's fine.
Are you a birthday week guy?
Nah, I'm not.
Oh, you're
not? I ain't do a damn thing for my birthday last year, man. It was a regular day.
I'm not passing
you sound
judgment.
Bitter
no posts.
My daughter.
Anything.
My daughter. Sad. My daughter.
I kind of am, to be honest.
See,
like I don't want to get old, man.
What's the option?
I know. That's why I'm bitter about it. It starts hitting you more when you realize you're the same age. You remember the age you are at when your dad or your parents was that age.
Yeah, you used to think they were so old.
It's like, I remember when my dad was 35.
My daughter has a birthday month. I don't pass judgment. If that's you,
that's a bad reflection
on
you.
She's on me.
Yeah, that's bad from you.
She embraces her birthday. She loves it.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's all about that.
That's bad.
I don't. It's fine either way.
So what does her husband have to do for that?
Her husband's kind of the same way.
Yeah, what's he got to do?
like, I mean, they just like, they go out like two or three times and
to celebrate the birthday,
shop
for, the
for their birthday present together.
For the
month? Yeah. Yeah. It's exhausting.
Where'd you go wrong?
I didn't go wrong. I got three amazing, truly, by other people's accounts, not mine, amazing kids.
Yeah, they got a birthday month. That takes away from it.
So what? Well, maybe.
Yeah. It's almost like a charge, man. You might as well have a, you might as well be a felon. Shout out to the felons out there. Not judging, just saying.
Yeah, we've had some listening for a long time while they're in the big house.
No doubt. Shout out to you. Coming up, let's go around the NFL. Talk about everything going on locally as well as off of the local paper. Round the league next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.